This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A new law will take effect this week establishing a minimum age for marriage in Louisiana. In order to get married, a person must be at least 16 years old, an age limit the state previously hasn't had. Any 16 and 17-year-old will have to have both parental and judicial consent, and they can't marry anyone more than 3 years older. Morgan LaMondre is the legal director with Sexual Trauma Awareness and Response. Morgan, you and your organization supported and lobbied for this law. Why does STAR support having a minimum age for marriage?
Well, STAR supports having a minimum age for marriage because of certain dynamics at play. If you look at the statistics of age of marriages that have been happening, you'd see when younger people are getting married, they're marrying much older people. Now, obviously, those are the people we're focused on with this bill. There are going to be some people who are marrying their same, you know, age, like so a 16-year-old marrying a 16-year-old. What we were concerned about is sort of the predatory nature of when there is a young individual marrying a much older individual. Because under Louisiana law, if you have any sort of sexual contact with somebody of those age differences, it would be a crime but for the marriage. So once you get married, it kind of gives you a defense, in a sense, to a crime. So we were really concerned about those issues.
Most lawmakers did support setting a minimum age for marriage, but they were haggling over the details until the final hours of session. What were the hangups?
Well, from the very beginning, lawmakers expressed concern about sort of the religious issue of if there is somebody who is young who gets pregnant and they want to be able to have a child within a marriage. So their big concern was essentially a religious aspect of having children that are not born within a marriage. The compromise was a 3-year age difference, minimum age of 16, but to ensure some safeguards, to make sure there's no coercion, there's no trafficking, there's no abuse, and also just to really have some considerations for how are these individuals going to manage their life affairs once they get married.
So the data on the number of minors getting married in Louisiana is somewhat limited. The latest information is from 2015, and in that year, 63 minors got married in Louisiana. Had this new law applied then, only 30 of those would have been permitted. What's the new requirement around reporting marriages that involve a minor?
Yeah, so there will be an annual report now that actually is going to lay out the parishes in which these marriages or the marriage licenses are being granted. We can immediately identify what parishes is this also happening in, and is it because somebody is pregnant? I think that would allow us to look at some other potential solutions, because one of the things we do know, and this is outside of whether or not this is, you know, sexual assault or trafficking or anything, we do know that when teenagers have children early on, they're less likely to fulfill their education, they're less likely to go to college, and it's going to be much harder to get a job and to stay employed. So I think that will also help us with some other policy changes in the future.
Morgan LaMondre with STAR, Sexual Trauma Awareness and Response. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.